A new and sharply critical book about Donald Trump's first year in office went on sale Friday, 4 days earlier than planned. Michael Wolff's Fire and Fury, Inside the Trump White House, describes a chaotic White House, a president who was not prepared to win in 2016, and Trump aides who question his intelligence and ability to lead. Trump has dismissed the book, saying it is full of lies. On Thursday, lawyers representing the president called on the book's publishers to stop the book's release. They also sent a cease and desist letter to Stephen Bannon, Trump's former chief strategist. The book includes critical comments Bannon reportedly said about Trump and Trump's family. Fire and Fury had been set to be released January 9th. Instead, it began sales early. It is now the top-selling book on Amazon.com. In Washington, D.C., people waited outside bookstores in extremely cold weather to buy the book. One popular bookstore, Kramer Books, began selling Fire and Fury at midnight Friday. It and another local bookstore reportedly sold out by 10 in the morning. Wolf spent 18 months reporting on both the Trump campaign and the Trump White House. He reported from inside Trump Tower in New York City, and later from inside the White House in Washington. On Twitter Thursday, Trump said the book is full of lies, misrepresentations, and sources that don't exist. He also said he never spoke with Wolf for the book, and turned down his request for an interview many times. However, Wolf said Friday on NBC's Today Show that he had talked to the president for the book. "I absolutely spoke to the president. Whether he realized it was an interview or not, I don't know, but it was certainly not off the record," Wolf said. He said he spent about 3 total hours talking with the president. Wolf says the book is mostly based on talks with people who have worked closely with Trump. He said he has records and notes from about 200 interviews with people connected to the Trump campaign or Trump White House. Wolf has confirmed he has audio recordings of some of those talks. Wolf also said on the Today Show that 100% of the people around him, they all say he is like a child. Some parts of Fire and Fury were released earlier this week. They led to a vicious public fight between Trump and Bannon. In one passage, Bannon describes a meeting between a Russian lawyer and top Trump campaign aides, including Trump's own son and son-in-law, as treasonous and unpatriotic. After the passage was published, Trump said in a statement, "Steve Bannon has nothing to do with me or my presidency. When he was fired, he not only lost his job, he lost his mind." Michael Wolff is a longtime writer and reporter based in New York City. He has been a media critic and columnist for USA Today, The Hollywood Reporter, New York Magazine, and Vanity Fair. In 2009, Wolf published The Man Who Owns the News, a book about media business leader Rupert Murdoch. Just before its publication, Murdoch publicly questioned some of Wolf's reporting in that book.